glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Today on Moments of Inspiration, we have with us Larry Billingsley to share the message of the day. We invite you to listen to Larry as he presents the Word of God.
Our text today is Luke 16, 1 through 18, the parable of the shrewd manager. Jesus told his disciples there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, "What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer." The manager said to himself, "What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses." So he called in one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, "How much do you owe my master?" 800 gallons of olive oil," he replied. The manager told him, "Take your bill, sit down quickly and make it 400. Then he asked the second, "And how much do you owe?" 1,000 bushels of wheat," he replied. He told him, "Take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. So the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcome into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. He said to them, "You are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your heart. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God is being preached, and everyone is forcing his way into it. It is easier for heaven and earth to disappear than for the least stroke of a pen to drop out of the law. Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery, and the man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery." The very thing that he's trying to get us to see is shrewdness. The manager had this. The manager was commended for his shrewdness. It states those of the world are more shrewd than those of the light. The fact Jesus says that he is a dishonest manager shows Jesus doesn't approve of his actions, only showing what approach we should take. He defines this approach pretty well in chapter 16, verse 9. He says, "I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcome into eternal dwellings." We need to be so free from selfish and covetous motives, which dominated the unjust steward, that we will use the worldly goods entrusted to us by God in a manner that blesses others and leads us to our own eternal welfare. We need to be free from worldly affairs, inspired by God, unselfish love. We will wholeheartedly share all we have in meeting needs God has placed before us. There was a little saying that's in our house on the shelf. Credit's been given to Winston Churchill. It says that we make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. There's a few lessons we want to look at in this text. You see, the best proof of a man's way of fulfilling a small task shows he is fit or he is unfit to be entrusted with a bigger task. It shows the discipleship must be wholehearted. It can't be partial. Faithfulness is no accident. It arises out of what one is through and through. We can devote ourselves wholeheartedly to only one thing. Paul says we are to put to death your earthly nature, Colossians 3 and verse 5. This process takes place by knowing, and this comes from Colossians 3, 1 and 2, knowing we have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Get your minds on things above, not on earthly things. You see, we should not plow a field, write a report, or give to the poor that which is not for God. We need to take seriously we have died and are hidden with Christ in God. Example of that is Matthew 25, 31 through 46. Jesus says there, when he meets these people up in the air, whatever you've done for the least of these, you've done for me. You see, we need to be promoting the interest of God in our lives. But Jesus, replying to the Pharisees' reaction, he said that they love money. And, of course, they, knowing what Jesus is thinking, they're sneering at Jesus. They had a society that thought that if you're rich, you're right with God, like Abraham. It wasn't so. Jesus had no place to lay his head, and he is right with the Father. And so, having loved money, they needed to justify themselves in the eyes of men. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. God knows our heart. In conclusion, God's people need to learn how to be shrewd in their approach in the kingdom of God. Our approach matters. We are to be honest and trustworthy in all things. The small things will tell what we will do with the big things. Just as the manager was shrewdly using what he had to promote his interests, we're to use what we have to promote God's interests so that we will be welcome into eternal dwellings. It must be wholeheartedly, not serving God and self, justifying self, as some did this in asking for a writing of divorce.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. I looked upon my life and realized at last, within myself there's nothing I can do.
and give myself completely, Lord, to you. Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you. Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.